In celebration of the 20th anniversary of the Morro Bay National Estuary Program, we decided to visit with some of the people whose lives are intertwined with the bay and the estuary. Come along and join Morro Bay's Mayor, Jamie Irons, as he considers why residents and visitors alike love the bay.
My name is Jamie Irons. I'm the mayor of Morro Bay, and I'm glad to be here today talking about the National Estuary Program and the health of our bay. The importance of the bay to me is probably not unique to so many in Morro Bay. Everybody who is drawn here, there's so many people that, you know, experience it on a daily basis, whether they work the waterfront or whether or not, you know, they make their trip down here on a daily basis. It's definitely a beautiful place that we have here in our backyard, and you know, having it stay that way, maintaining it and protecting it is one of the vital important things we need to do. So one of the personal stories for me, one of several, would be experiencing the Back Bay. Probably one of more of my earlier experiences living in Los Osos in the Back Bay and one of the inlet areas of Cuesta by the Sea. It's interesting to spend that amount of time in the Back Bay area and then moving to Morro Bay and then experiencing what we have and what you're seeing behind me today. The bay extends in many more places than we're viewing today in this setting. You can experience it out on the water. You can experience it from the sand spit. That's what makes it so beautiful. My wife, Morro Bay native, she grew up on the bay. Many of these piers, you know, her family would fish from growing up. I've had the opportunity to experience some of her early experiences through her storytelling. And so for us, oftentimes, it's a daily, weekly occurrence for us to walk down on the waterfront and walk out to the bay. And, you know, that's one of our loves, in addition to, you know, getting out on the bay. We're married here in Morro Bay, and our wedding photos were at, we had our photographs at Windy Cove right by the museum. That's a very memorable moment for us. It's a favorite spot of hers, it's a favorite spot of mine, and if you haven't gone back to the museum or Windy Cove, that's just another spot on the bay where, you know, you go to different places and every single one has a little special place. It was just a day not too different than this, other than it was just a little windier. And I guess that's just one of the things that makes it beautiful. It could be overcast like this. It could be clear. It could be foggy. It doesn't matter. You know, it's all beautiful. We have the benefit of having the National Estuary Program here in the Bay. They provide the education to all of us. With that education, it enhances our responsibility and knowledge on how we need to care for the bay. And as a resident, I've learned that. As an elected, you have the added responsibility on how you affect policy that further protects the bay, whether it's stormwater management or other policies, whether it be clean marine policies that have to do with how we maintain our boats and marine infrastructure. We understand that growth is a part of life, but growth isn't a bad word.